Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
It was an exciting moment for 14-year-old Jaylin Rivera. She had a chance to interact with the head chef of Ristorante Lombardo on Hurdle Avenue, Michael Abarca. The two discussed plans to make her favorite dish.
What are you interested in? What's your favorite thing to eat?
My mom makes me chicken cutlets.
Okay.
With maybe pasta.
Chicken cutlets with pasta? Is that what you'd like to try and make today?
Yes.
Rivera is very petite. She's much smaller than an average 14-year-old girl. She's only 48 inches and weighs about 41 pounds. But when she speaks, a wise young lady emerges.
I like to cook because it's really fun. And it just, there's something when I cook just gets me so excited. I get to cook new things. I just love to try new stuff.
When she was just 15 months old, Rivera was diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis. She's one of 50,000 children in the United States affected by this disease.
It's an autoimmune deficiency where it also brings in arthritis, which is basically the most part of Jaylin's disease.
Her mother, Brandy Rivera, describes it as a very painful form of arthritis.
She suffers a lot. She spends a lot of time at home in a lot of pain and discomfort. We do have some pain medicine that does help her.
Rivera can use her hands, but her disease has left her legs immobile.
The disease took it so far that it took all the strength in me where I can't
walk. She was mobile for the first part of her adolescence, and then about a year and a half ago, it just totally took over, and now she's no longer mobile.
Rivera tells WBFO News she has good and bad days, but it didn't prevent her from completing her elementary school education. This fall, she begins her freshman year at Hutch Tech. But despite being brave about her disease, like any freshman, she's very worried about going to a new school as an underclassman.
I am excited, but I'm also nervous because I'm going to be this little tiny person with these big kids and just so afraid that they would like to be my friends or not, if they'll be mean or nice.
Rivera is very mature and interacts like an adult. She loves to cook and would like to become a chef someday. Rivera receives care from a hospice program called Essential Care for Children. And when her pediatric team learned of her dream, they wanted to give her a chance to work at a real restaurant. Tom Lombardo, owner of Lombardo's, was happy to assist. He met Rivera and her mother inside his restaurant to explain what would be happening in the kitchen.
So we usually come in. My staff usually gets here around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All the chef and the sous chef and the line cooks, especially on Monday, everybody comes because we're empty from the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we get everything ready so that we're going to be ready to serve at 5 o'clock.
Rivera has been enrolled in the Essential Care for Children program the last 3 months, a program her mother was thankful to find.
The day that we got in touch with those group of people was like a blessing in disguise. They've helped her so much with coming in just to check on her, to see how she is, to sit and talk with her, just to, you know, cheer her up, say, hey, I'm here. Do you need to talk?
The hospice program Rivera is enrolled in protects children with any life-threatening illness. Rose Collins is Public Relations Community Marketing Director at the Center for Hospice Care. She brought along a special chef's uniform to celebrate Rivera's Chef for a Day experience.
Our home-based palliative care program, meaning we focus on symptom management to try and control symptoms so that it can reduce the need for her to go to a hospital or an ER if her, you know, conditions change. We try and manage that all at home.
Back inside Lombardo's kitchen, Chef Obarca enthusiastically explains how they'll cut up chicken breasts, creating cutlets that will be pounded and breaded. He sets up Rivera next to him to assist. He joked and told her to keep an eye on his staff working nearby. Rivera looked like a natural, cracking eggs with ease as she helped prepare the batter for the breading.
Very nice. No shells? Have you show these guys how to do it after you're done.
Brandy Rivera is a faithful woman. She enjoyed the moment of watching her daughter serve as chef for the day, but noted she can only leave the future of her daughter's health in, quote, God's hands.
Some children do grow out of it, and we are, you know, in the faith of God, hoping that maybe one day it will happen and she'll be okay.
It is hard some days, and sometimes it's I get good days.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.